A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. Each one of you is a son of God because of your faith in Jesus Christ. All of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with him. There does not exist among you Jew or Greek, slave or freeman, male or female. The proof you are sons is the fact that God has sent forth into our hearts the Spirit of his Son, which cries out, Abba, Father. You are no longer slave, but a son. And the fact that you are a son makes you an heir by God's design. The Word of the Lord. There is something for me of a surprise about the saint we celebrate today. Or I should say, there is something about how his becoming a saint turned out. When I was a boy in the 1940s, Saint Blessed, at that time Blessed Martin de Porres, was an immensely popular devotion. I had my own little statue of Martin de Porres, as I remember when there were sales of religious ardor articles. There were always statues of Martin de Porres. We were encouraged to pray to him. We were told about the many extraordinary deeds in his life. And later on, I found out that much of this popular devotion was, in fact, inspired by the Dominicans in this country who were trying to promote his cause for canonization. Especially, I learned a forceful person in this making of his cause was Father Edward Hughes, who later became provincial of our Dominican Central Province. I was told that during his travels, he would take his statue of Martin de Porres along with him, and every night, take out the statue, put it on the table, kneel down, and say his devotional prayers to Blessed Martin de Porres. It was a great joy for me. I was stationed with him for a summer right after St. Martin de Porres was canonized in 1962, and it was a great joy, or he had great joy, in seeing this successful fruition of his efforts to have Martin de Porres canonized. The surprise for me is that now, many, many years later, there seems to be less popular devotion to St. Martin de Porres than there was 60 years ago for Blessed Martin de Porres. I suppose a number of things happen that can explain that. Number one, in the 1960s, we were in the years of the Second Vatican Council, and there were many other things to think about, and as a matter of fact, in the revision of the church calendar that came about, there was something but the emphasis of the celebration of saints. But in this country, there was a lot more going on also. There was, of course, the Cold War, the Vietnam conflict with the protests in the streets. At the same time, there was the civil rights movement led by Martin Luther King. Of course, he was named after Martin Luther rather than Martin de Porres, but I do think that earlier Catholic devotion to Martin de Porres did a lot in Catholic communities to prepare the way for a recognition of more human rights for African Americans. The Catholic Church at that time was still largely an ethnic church. And the fact is that in ethnic communities, German and Irish and Polish and Bohemian, there were sometimes less enthusiasm for African Americans than perhaps in other places. But we all learned about Martin DeBoers. We all learned that a black or mulatto was a great saint. And I think that that made it easier for many Catholics to accept the civil rights movement when it came. But the fact is, I think that today we perhaps don't even know as much about St. Martin de Porres as when I was a child we did about Blessed Martin de Porres. And that's something of a surprise, although I don't think that it would make much difference to St. Martin de Porres, because he was known above everything else for his humility. He was popularly known as Brother Broom because he exercised the office of many lay brothers in those days of taking care of cleaning the priory. He was the son of a Spanish nobleman and a freed black slave. He never knew much of his father. His father did, it is said, get him as an apprentice to a barber. And he learned there, I think this was about when he was about 11, not only how to cut hair, but also something about medicine of the day. Because the barbers, having the sharp instruments, became the doctors of the day. Not only could they cut, but many learned some of the other skills and medicines and cures of the day. And Martin was known for his ability to heal. He came to the Dominicans when he was about 14 to be a servant. There was no thought at the beginning of letting him in as a member of the order, because at the time, in that part of the world, it was forbidden to admit blacks to a religious order. But Martin was immensely successful in several things. Number one, he quickly became the community's beggar. It is said that he could raise $2,000 a week. Now remember, this is 400 to 500 years ago, from the rich of the city of Lima, just help to feed and to provide care for the poor. He also used the skills he had learned as a barber to heal the poor, and that is what made him really popular, because he was so good at healing and reputed even to have worked miraculous cures that not only the poor, but the rich came to him for care and help. His main concern was for the poor. He erected hospices orphanages for poor children, hospices for sick children, and even a clinic to treat stray animals. He was good at healing, and that was the cause for his popularity. By the time he died, he was very popular indeed. As a matter of fact, bishops and the nobility vied with one another for the honor of carrying his coffin through the streets. Everyone was convinced, because of his humility and his success in healing, that he was a saint. There were even stories that people who came to visit Lima from far away, even Japan, when they met him, claimed that they had met him in their homeland, helping the sick and the poor. Whereas everybody knew that Martin never left the city of Lima in his lifetime. And so he came to be reputed as having the gift of bilocation, being in two places at one time. By the time of his death, he was very well known, and the cause for his sanctification was very quickly introduced. It wasn't completed until almost four centuries later, but his was certainly a success story. And yet, I don't think it would make too much difference to Martin de Porres that perhaps he's less talked about today than, say, 60 years ago. Because if anybody understood today's reading from Galatians, Martin de Porres certainly did. Each one of you is a son of God, a child of God, because of your faith in Jesus Christ. And for that matter, it doesn't make any difference whether you're Jew or Greek, or slave or free, or male or female. None of that makes any difference in God's kingdom. What makes the difference is our faith in Jesus Christ, into which we are baptized, and through which we can call ourselves Son of God. St. Martin, help us to understand our equality before the face of God. Help us to understand that our faith is the source of whatever importance we have. And that is the surprise that we should rejoice in today.